I really like what everybody said. Pastor Jerry's talking. We got to get back into our real habitat. And so we have to understand what our real habitat is. Until we do that, we struggle. We really struggle. And so, you know, as God acquaints us with Zion, as he acquaints us with the new creation, as he, one of the problems with, if you don't know that you have a new habitation, you're just satisfied with being outside of it because you never knew the difference. So the Holy Spirit's real, his real work is to show you that there's another habitation that you really belong to. So you can become acquainted with the earth so much, you know, all the commercials and how successful you can be. All you have to do is invest this or do that. And right. And they pull you right into, I must belong here, you know. But then we get together and God starts to renew our minds and show us the real purpose of the gospel of Jesus. You know, Jerry, as you were talking, I was thinking about Peter, how over there in Matthew 16, where they were asking him, you know, who do men say that I am? Right? Who do men say that I am? Right? So, you know, it's not like Jesus didn't know. It's just sort of setting the whole thing up, James. I guess the whole point is here is that we can't know who he is unless God does something to enlighten us about it. And then Jesus said, well, who do you say that I am? And he said, and here's Peter. This is Peter. Thou art the Christ. And then what flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. In other words, Brenda, you couldn't get it unless heaven revealed it to you. Okay. You couldn't get it. But your true habitation has to reveal to you where you truly come from. Right. Nothing on earth. Okay, so all of our seminars and all of our, you know, self-help groups and all of our human methods of trying to get ahead, Nothing of that order can ever reveal to you Christ and his kingdom and the new creation. So that was with Peter. Now remember, Peter, so God's given him a whole new foundation. Is that up there? Okay. God's given him a whole new foundation. And start with Peter. Look, Rob, this is weak Peter. This is impetuous Peter, as they say. This is Peter of the flesh. This is Peter who can't do anything right. This is Peter who denied me. This is Peter. And here's God saying to him, flesh and blood doesn't reveal it to you. And then he renames him. And he calls him rock, or, you know, you are a rock or you are a stone. What's a rock? What's a stone? It's a foundation, right? I'm going to restore your foundation that was lost at Adam, right? I'm the rock. Remember, David called Jesus, he's my rock, you know. And he's saying, Peter, you're going to be rock-like now. That what was in me now is going to become your foundation. Revelation and spiritual things, Rob, are going to become your foundation. Right? It's, you know, what's the foundation? That's where you start. Now, Rob, I'm sorry, but you got to start all over again. Right? But like in the beginning, start like in the beginning, and you're gonna hear my word, Shanique, and my word's going to say to you, even though there's darkness all around you, I'm going to bring light in this chaos. And you're going to say, God, put me back to sleep because I want some more of that light. I want some more of the rock. But basically, he's making you. He came to make you rock-like. He came to make you rock-like. He came to give you a sure foundation. Right. And he that believeth will not make haste. There's a sure foundation. There's a rock-like place that we're living in. In other words, revelation, spiritual things are going to be the seat on which you sit on. That's going to be where you, that's how you're going to get out of the world into your authenticity, if I can steal that from Pastor Jerry. So, it's the work that he's doing. It's the work that he started all over again. And so you and I have to start learning in a whole new way, in a whole new place. You know, I was thinking about this. Man, I love being here. You know, so Rainey, if God puts you on a whole new foundation, into a whole new city, into a whole new sphere, into a whole new realm, right? If you cross over to a whole place that you've never been before, what do you need the most? You need a guide. You ever thought about that? Right. It's like here's Courtney. I'm gonna pick on Courtney. Is she here? I'm picking on Courtney. She comes up here, she gets a whole new foundation. Courtney, what happened? I don't know. I can't explain it. What does she need? She needs a guide. I love the authenticity of where she was. She didn't give us any religious talk about, bless God, I was, you know, here and there and this happened to me. No, I don't know what happened. But I know as I was blind, now I see. I know. But what I need now is a guide to this new territory because it's a spiritual territory. So we don't want, most of us talk about the Holy Spirit guiding us. When we have a problem, Holy Spirit guide. I mean, it's still kind of still all down here. But once you start elevating in Christ, God, I don't know anything about this realm. Look, Pastor Ross, come on. So here's the dream. Isn't this the essence of the dream? I don't know how to sing songs anymore. Guide me to the words. Teach me how to worship. I kind of know from a natural standpoint, and because of, you know, the world is full of songs and stuff. But spiritually, I don't know. Guide me into the breath of your songs that man's never heard before, right? Now I need a guide. Because now I'm on a different foundation. I'm on a rock. I'm on a rock. A whole nother kingdom, a whole nother foundation that I never breathed this air before. Teach me how to breathe. Teach me how to pray. Teach me how to dream. Teach me how to worship. Don't go nowhere. Teach me how to pray. Teach me how to speak. I want to speak, Kristen, I want to speak from the rock, not from the world. I want to speak from the rock of Christ, this new foundation, this revelatory speaking. I want to speak and it changed things like when you spoke and it changed things, right? It's got to be this rock. It's got to be this new foundation that we live on where Christ only can give us the revelation of it all. And even if it starts off tiny, at least it's starting. Right? Even if it's going to grow more and more, and then it's going to get exponential after a while. But even if it starts off tiny, thank God for the small beginnings. Right? Because all he needs is a beginning. I just need a revelation in the beginning. Oh, I'm in a new space now. I can't think for myself anymore. I have to get someone else to help me think on this. This foundation is so new and so not of you and so authentic that you don't know what it looks like until he starts speaking to you. And so there's, I have made you a candidate for the new creation. I've shared away all the natural and brought forth the new. We have a new foundation. Live on it, breathe on it, learn of me. Take my yoke and learn of me, and you'll be meek and lowly in heart, right? Okay, be established in it. My rock, Peter, my rock, this precious stone, be established in it, right? Be established by God, amen. Okay, so there's a grace here to not only sing, Pastor Jerry, please, not only sing, but to pray and live in this new realm. And like Glow said, the dreams are just the beginning of what I'm trying to teach you to live in new places with me. There's nothing of man that could ever be seen and known here. Nothing. Nothing. But like Peter, Raj, you're rock-like. You're spirit-like. You're rock-like. And even in Peter's natural state, Jesus saw him rock-like and saw him penetrating into the new world and having an open understanding to new things and having new light dawn upon his soul by the grace of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Did you have anything? Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Of course, then he told Peter, you're my rock. You're rock-like. Then he said, whatever you forbid or whatever you release on earth, you release on earth those things that will be released in heaven. So you got to know your new foundation first before you can release it on earth first, right? All right? I love this part. I love that part right there. Because, sure, see, really it's just a matter of you getting back to your homeland. Your natural, spiritual, natural habitat. And wait, see, you know, these things are difficult to get across to people, but, you know, because you have to experience it, you know, the experience has to come. And then the more you experience it, the more you know it, the more you, like, you want more of it. The more you know it, you want more of it. The more you experience it, you want more of it. The more you experience it, I want more of it, right? Now, here comes BJ texting me the other day. I had a dream. As soon as he started sharing it with me, I said, oh, yeah, he wants more of that realm, see? And see, the dream then can even be about somebody else. But dreaming about somebody else in the spirit is almost like you get edified, too. It doesn't have to be about you. So you're lifting up somebody else. Boy, we got to see that. We got to see that. I can't make it without you. You know, her dreams are for you, too. What she said is for all of us, right? His God, we just got to break out of the old. We got to break out of the old. His niece, I got to break. God's like, I got to break out of the old. And sometimes it's like this. And I don't want to cast any darkness on healing or anything. But look, her foot might be hurting, and she be asking God, I had no idea, but she be asking God to heal my foot. And God said, for you to get in another realm with me is more important than your foot getting healed. So we don't want to bring God down to the natural, to our, you know, just what we think we got to have. I don't mean to cast any darkness on healing or anything, but we've got to put it in the divine perspective. You know, his niece, okay, God, are you trying to show me something? Instead of just immediately saying, God, heal my foot, maybe she can now pray, God, am I missing something in you? Am I still an earth dweller? And if I got up a little bit, my foot healing would come just a matter of me coming up, right? Or any kind of healing. So he's, because a lot of what goes on in the church world has nothing to do with the new foundation. A lot of it is sort of, you know, doing things. But not doing things from a heavenly perspective. Okay? And see, these lessons are very difficult to get across to people. And that's why you dream. I'm telling you, that's one of the reasons why we have to dream. Because dreams get you past the flesh. Right? Think about what they just told you. I was in a realm where words came, and as soon as I opened my mouth, words start coming that weren't out of me. That's another realm. Who can do that to you except for you are on a different foundation? And so his Christ whole thing is, Peter, I know you're called Simon now, but you're going to be called a rock on another foundation. All right? so we can live it, you know. You know, the thing about this here is it's where Christianity should have been started to us the day you got born again. Somebody should have started been telling you about a new creation, and that unless you get on that platform, unless you get in that sphere, even though it sounds far away, but you can, as soon as you reach it by faith, things start taking off. There's an upward climb. I wish I had a ladder. You know, there's an upward climb. So, you know, Wigglesworth would say this. If you're on the same level today than you were yesterday, well, that's no condemnation. It's just that we got to get used to a climb. You have to get used to, you know, so God's not here, just back to Nisi's healing in the foot. God's just not here to solve all your problems. That's the God that we present to the world, Tim. God's here to solve all your problems. And that's so far away from him. He's here to make you so joined to him in that heavenly realm, see, that he'll do whatever it takes to get you there. Now, some people really have to hit rock bottom. And then they say, well, God, why didn't you take care of this? You know. See, with God, it's all about your foundation. It's all about your foundation. Rob, where's your foundation, right? You know, I was reading this. And so, is everybody with me? Everybody with me? I don't want Nisi to leave. If so, you know what the scripture says in Hebrews 12. It says this: we have come to Mount Zion. Right? Not one day. Not when you die. Look, no, Hebrews 12:2 says we look away from the natural realm, right? And we fasten our gaze unto Jesus, who birthed faith in us, and he leads us forward into faith's perfection. Right? As soon as you come to Christ, he leads you away from the natural realm. He didn't come to give you stuff. Because that's why we paint him. You know, God's going to bless. I know the Bless Me Club. See, in your license plate, you got blessings, you know. He's got to take BJ. No, here's BJ having them dreams where he's up in heaven, you know. And he's looking down at the earth. Y'all remember that? Remember that B? I bet you forgot that. No. Why is God giving him that dream? I got to get you to your real habitation, right? And I'm going to start with a dream here, dream there. And then you're going to share with everybody so we can all start to let this thing get to resonate inside of us until we start believing it. Because we don't believe it at first, right? At first, it was a nice story. It's a nice dream. I wish I dreamed like that. But you did dream like that. When he dreamed like that, you dreamed like that. Right. Hebrews 12, 22 or something like that, D, I think it is. Did I put that up there? Yeah. Oh. Okay. Okay, so it should be 12:22. My bad, D. Look. He starts to say, and I didn't put this up here because I don't have time to go through it, but I'll just sort of paraphrase it. You have not come to Mount Sinai. You know, back there with Moses and the mountain, Old Testament, Moses and the mountain was on fire, and the people were afraid to get to it because it was burning with smoke. And he said, you didn't come to that mountain that brought fear. And they said, Moses, cover your face because, you know. He didn't say you came to that. Here's where you came to. By contrast, we have already come near to God in the totally different realm, the Zion realm. Right? Not when you die. Not when you die. Y'all remember the songs, we're marching up. It's like you're trying to get there. And I know it's a nice little song, but God said, why are you marching? Why are you marching? You're already there. She said, I tell you. Come on, Carolyn. Come on, Carolyn. Come on, Carolyn. I need an example. Carolyn looking up the scripture. That's okay. Because look, by the way, this is all scripture. I'm not making stuff up. This has been there since you got saved, sir. Look. How long you been saved, Carolyn? 60-some years. She has already come to Mount Zion. And see, I'm just going to use her as an example. Maybe she doesn't pray like she come from Mount Zion. Maybe she's praying, God help me down here. Maybe, you know, how am I going to make it? Da-da-da. And Lord said, I'm not listening to that. Right? When you going to learn how to pray? When you going to pray from your native land? Right? When you going to pray from your native land and know that I've already taken care of all that stuff, you're just sitting in the wrong place. Okay, so the light has got to come on. Oh, she's still loading. So look, you have come near, Carol, in a totally different realm, the Zion realm, for we have entered into the living, entered into the city of the living God. We have joined a festal gathering of a freaking miracle, myriad of angels. So instead of telling me about all your problems, just anchor up here with me in Zion where you come from. And trust in the myriad of angels and an army. Don't tell me what you can't do. Tell me what you can't do. Look, I can do all things if I know where I live. Right? 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 So, and look, don't go. No, no, no. So why did he say the New Jerusalem? Because it's not the earthly one anymore. It's not the earthly city down on where I walked. And that's not the Jerusalem. Look, that city got burned up in 70 A.D., right? And this was written in 65 A.D. or so. So I'm about to tell you that one's going to go. But you got to put your mind on this one up here. Right? Remember, that city got burned up in 70. Paul wrote this before then because he knew those people had their confidence in the earthly Jerusalem. Yeah. And he said, I got to get you off the ground. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you where you can put your hope and rest in something that's past my natural man's ability to build. Okay. This has to be your new foundation. Jesus would say it like this. I'm from above. You're from beneath. I come from Zion, you come from earth, if you know what I'm trying to say, right? So here's Carolyn now praying from heaven to earth instead of trying to pray from earth to heaven, right? Yes. Right? She's praying from above, right? Now here's Carolyn saying to Raquel, I'm from above. Did she say that? Look, I'm two for two. I got the foot hurting right. Look, Carol, I'm from above. Right? Look. celebrating with the myriad of angels. I'm from above. We see where you get it from. I'm from above. Those people over there from beneath. They're from this world. Are y'all preaching over there? They're from this world. I'm from. Right? Amen. Thank you, Carol.
Yes, thank you, Carol.
I don't want to see you go either. Right? This is it. See, instead of solving problems like we want it, God's just, his way of doing it is just telling you where you come from. See, his thing is, if you knew where you came from, the problems wouldn't be problems anymore. I mean, they would be there, but they wouldn't be a problem. They'd grow from this height to they shrink. Right, they'd still be there, but see, Chris, it's like I pray for you. We don't understand this like we need to. I have to get your foundation in heaven. If I can get your foundation in heaven, earth won't rock you anymore. So instead of you keep trying to ask me to remove earth stuff, take me through earth stuff, my thing is to get you where you belong. I'm changing you, not the situation. I'm letting you know where you came from so then you can stand. Sure. I like to use people. Come on. Yeah. So that then, see, if I can tell you where you came from, same problem. First of all, the problems wiggled you and rocked you, and you know, you were cast aside. Right? Stay with me, Sharon, cast aside, right? Because because you're still earth dweller, rock around, Sherry, roll around a little bit. Yeah, you're still earth dweller, right? You're shaking. But if I, and as soon as you found out your foundation, right? Come on, stay with me. Yeah. Tight. Tighten that thing up, Sherry. Yeah. Same problems, but no movement. No move. It's the foundation. Look what he says in Psalms 11. If the foundation be lost, what would the righteous do? So I didn't come to take care of all your problems. I came to give you a new foundation. Peter, you're my rock. So now, because you have a revelation of who you are in heavenly places, earth things can't bother you. As a matter of fact, now you're going to start taking authority over earth stuff because you know what your foundation is. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, rock, right? Even death can't stand against you, rock. Whatever you bind on earth, whatever, because now my rock. That whole thing with Peter was a revelation for eternity. I'm standing against the winds of time because I dwell in another place. Right? I'm standing against the winds of circumstances and whatever might come. See, everything that God allows to come into your life, he's just trying to get you more established. He'll let trials come on purpose. It's because I'm going to establish her today. Don't waste your trials. Rock, you rock you. Thank you. Y'all can start calling her Rocky. So here's Carolyn up here, prevailing against the winds of time. Why? Because which is in the new Jerusalem in heaven. We have joined our festal gathering of myriads of angels in a joy of celebration glow, and a joy of celebration. Here's Carol up here celebrating. Right. Because I'm above. Look, whatever's going on down there is happening, but I'm in a different environment. My foundation, Brenda, is elsewhere. It's like, where's your church founded? It's in heaven. Where's your church founded? It's in heaven, Shanique. My church is founded in heaven. Our church is founded in heaven. It's based there. It's based in heaven. It's founded in heaven. And so when the winds of time change and stuff grow, and they will, look, ask the Israelites, you know, in 70 AD, the whole city was destroyed. All of Jerusalem was destroyed. If they weren't based in heaven, they were destroyed with it. Okay? That's just some history. If they're not... I like what the scripture said. What did Jesus say to Peter? Blessed, and I'm going to put it like this, blessed and highly favored art thou, Bart Peter. Blessed, why? Because now you see what my Father is trying to reveal to you. Now you're standing on the rock that will last forever. Everything else is going to fail. Everything else is going to fail. Somebody's, you know, here's Job doing all this stuff for the Lord. You know, he's bragging about how, you know, I fed the hungry and helped the widow and everything like that. And kind of his little defense, God, why don't you help me? I've been doing all this. And do you know, God never addressed his problems. Never addressed them. He never addressed his problems. He never said, this is why, you know, I'm going to help you, you know, whatever. He never addressed, he said, I'm going to kill you, your enemy. I never addressed them. You know what he said? You know, God said it to Job. You got to read it. Go back and read, you know, Job 30, 29, 30, 39, whatever. Right up in the end, toward the end. Jerry, what did he say? Where were you when I established this whole thing? Where were you when I created that's and so? Where were you at the beginning? Where were you? In other words, you don't know what a foundation is. So what did God do? He just changed his foundation. Problem's still there. Changed his foundation to the point where Peter said, oh my God, I haven't been seeing like I. Why does the scripture say that you come to Mount Zion? What is Mount Zion to you? What is Mount Zion to me, B? It's just the place now where I have my firm foundation now. It's the place where nothing can move me. As long as I'm seated in the natural places, as long as I'm seated on the earth with natural man and Satan's realm, I'm going to be moved. His mic, you know, at home praying, God, I got troubles. And here comes the Lord. You have come to Mount Zion. Because here's God saying, I need to find somebody. Hook with me. I need to find somebody who will sit with me and know who they are in heavenly places. To the point that when contrary winds blow, they stand. Mm-hmm. Having not done all to stand, what? They stand. Mm-hmm. See? Versus a Christianity that wants to just cry to God every time every little thing comes. Which is not the real one. He's looking... If any man be in Christ, Felisa, they are a new creature. Old things passed away. Look, all things have become new, and all things of God. Right? In other words, on this new foundation, you can't do anything. You have to learn to stand in revelation and life and knowledge that comes from above. It's totally nothing of this world. We're part of a city that didn't come from anything on this world. We're living stones. Peter was a stone, you're a stone. D, Revelation 21. Living stones, you're a stone. Cheryl, you're a stone. See? Somebody said, I don't look like a stone. I don't feel like a stone, you know, a jewel. But he's going to say, you're a jewel. You're part of the city. Look, you're not going to a heaven or city. You are the city. Can you see that? Okay, Dave. Cheryl. I need Cheryl. We're gonna have a nice little establishment today. I need Cheryl. I need Roz. I need Tim. And I need Quella. Come on. And then I need Kristen. And I need Valisa. I need all of you. Come on, quick. Come on, look, this is going to be quick. This is a quick one. Look, the foundations of the walls of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones, right? Jasper. onyx. Sapphire. Emerald. Rubies. Diamonds. Pearls, right? Topaz. Look, see, his church thinking, his natural thinking. I'm going to go and I'm going to look at the city one day, and it's going to be all this gold and stuff, and God's saying, it's right here. You're the gold. You're the silver. You're the onyx. You're the city. It's not something that God externally builds. It's people. By the Spirit, it's Peter, the stone, the living stone. What did he say in 1 Peter? We have become what? Living stones. Right. Look, why am I bringing this out? Because it's your foundation. We can't look off to something natural. You're it. He can grow us up where we can stand not like a pile of stones in the floor, but like a city with walls and gates and jewels, and you're a part, and you're a part, right? That church that was renting from us was named the City of God. But you see, it can just be a name to you, right? The City of God gets songs that didn't come out from the natural, right? Because I'm a jewel, I'm a stone in the city. Now I can. The City of God is art and beauty and love and grace. That's the stone, right? It's the stone. It's God. What else is he going to be using? What else is he going to be using if he's not using you? What else is alive? It's a living city. It's not. That's why. He didn't have any problem with letting natural Jerusalem get destroyed. He had no problem because he's got a higher one. He didn't have any problem letting the temple go that he in the Old Testament let and told him how to do it. He had no trouble with letting that thing get destroyed. Why? Because you're it now. You're it. You have come to Mount Zion. Right? You have come to Mount Zion. You are come to Mount Zion. You don't belong to the world. You belong to this heavenly city. And God is looking for your foundation to be there. The Holy Spirit can put you so far into this thing, man. What's my heritage? Look, Rocket, you have come to Mount Zion. Innumerable company of angels, James. You know, so Brenda, this is where religion has hurt us so bad, right? Because I can't wait till I die because I'll be streets of gold and, you know. Look, God saying, can't you tell you a street of gold right yourself? Right. Come on, guys. He, you know, Derek, God knows what he's building. He knows the foundation that he's building on is nothing that man could ever, ever imagine except for God giving revelation about it. See, the world might look at Tim and say, he's this and that, and God saying, that's my son. Look, he's the house of God. You know, he's the house of God. Okay. Man, I hate to let y'all go. Man, I feel the city all around me, you know. Can you feel that? You know, we get together, you feel the city around you. That's the city of God just went and sat down. It's like you said. It's a different habitat. Jerry, it's a different habitat. It's a different habitat. It's a different foundation. It's a whole new order. That preaching is supposed to enlighten you to it. See? And look, say this again, Rob. It's been there all the time. It's been in the scriptures all the time. We just had no light on it. It's so radical and different. And that's another reason why. Okay, I'm having trouble stopping. There's another reason why that dreams have to keep coming. Because, you know, during the week, we sort of start letting down. And our mind floats back to the world. So, like, I'm telling y'all. Shelly texted me a dream. You know, Christian, make sure you share what God's giving you. Felisa, make sure. Felisa, come up with some pretty, pretty good quotes. You know, Felisa, where'd you get that from? Glow. She was dwelling in Zion. See, it's not really a matter of when you die getting to heaven. I mean, God, you're already there. I mean, I understand the thing about reward and such. Of course, that's all real. But as far as your right now status, you belong to that your natural habitat, Pastor Jerry. You belong in heaven. Your heaven is your habitat. That's why he can say, you know, be partakers of the heavenly calling and such. I'm going to keep going because we really got to see this. Back to Matthew 16, 13, 19 in the TPT. Is everybody with me? I'm going to get to the part it says, Jesus replied. Jesus replied. So you can put you right in there now, can't you? Favored and privileged. Why? For you didn't discover this on your own, but my Father in heaven has supernaturally revealed it to you. Carolyn, we get supernatural revelation in here. Little by little, but it keeps coming. It keeps coming. And I'm going to tell you something. Your dreams are going to pick up because here's the one thing it does, Derek, Tony. Here's the one thing it does. The more that revelation that you get, the more he expands you to get more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get some and expand something on the inside of you. Now God said, yeah, I couldn't reveal it to you before, but now I can get it to you. Right. I give you the name Stone, Peter, a stone. We just gave a name, Jasper, the house of God, the Zion, right? And this truth of who I am will be the bedrock foundation which I will build my church. Everything is built on this new foundation, and it's got to be spiritual, right? It's got to be spiritual revelation. It's got to be of a different order. It's got to be supernatural. All right, Cheryl, please. So everything, here's what's happening. Here's what's happening. And so she walks up. I can almost see it. It's like God punctures you and puts a hole in you, and so that the old air can escape out, right? Because things got to escape away from you, you know. And you don't even know they're there a lot of times. And, you know, whatever could be there, love for the world, pride, fear, whatever, that's got to escape. You know, if you put a hole, like you put a hole in a helium balloon, the air escapes out of it and starts to flatten. So God said, you know, I'm going to let the natural things escape away so that you can be, that your destiny in Christ will become so apparent to you that you know exactly where you came from. You know exactly what Christ did for you. I'm talking about precisely. I'm talking about spiritual, exact knowledge of spiritual revelation. Exact, you will know exactly who you are. And then, Mike, it puts a confidence in you. That knowing puts a confidence in you. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing. Because the old escaped away from me. And the spiritual now, the new, has given me a confidence that I can say I know my business in the spirit, right? So the natural things are being loosed away, and the spiritual things are mounting up like wings of an eagle. Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. All right. So love child. Love child. Okay. Nope, nothing can escape this foundation. When we get on this foundation, so Shanique, whatever we build is going to have to be on this, right? We're going to go to a scripture after this. And the power of death, look, Tony, not even death will be able to overpower it. I guess I can't say much about that. Your confidence, yeah, that's how much confidence it can give you. That death doesn't even sway you anymore. I will give you the keys, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom realm, to forbid on earth that which is forbidden in heaven, and to release on earth that which is released in heaven. Okay? That's where we're coming. All right. So, First Corinthians 3. I can feel everybody with me. The quality of materials used by anyone building on this foundation will soon be made apparent. So we got to build on the spiritual thing. Whether it's been built with gold, silver, and costly stones, or, on the contrary, wood, hay, or stubble, their work will soon become evident, for the day will make it clear, because it will be revealed by a blazing fire. And the fire will test and prove the workmanship of each builder. That should put the fear of the Lord in us. What have I been doing? Is it wood, hay, and stubble, or is it gold, silver, and precious stone? All right. Did we do Revelation 21? We did Revelation 21, right? Do it again. 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 God damn. Can you imagine this? The foundation of the wall of the city were garnished. The foundation of the wall of the city were garnished with Lorraine. Garnished with Cheryl. Garnished with Quilla. Garnished with Derek. Garnished. Look, she ain't garnished even with Mike. She said, The blood is the blood, you know. Are y'all following me? Derek, see, this will change how you pray. It's just a matter of us knowing who we really are. Not what you think about yourself, not what other people think about you. It's God said. God said. Right. You reckon like he reckons. He reckoned you a stone in Zion. You reckon yourself the same way. He know what he's talking about. Your first foundation. Look, not precious stone. Is there a First Peter scripture in there? D. This is a new foundation, Pastor Mike. It's contained in the scripture back in Isaiah. What did it say, Randy? Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. See, you talk about the chief cornerstone, but you don't know about the other stones, which is you. If the chief is a person, Chris, who else? The other one's got to be people. You understand who you are? You're the building of God in heaven. A chief cornerstone, shall it, elect of God and precious. Elect and precious. This is God looking at you. That's that child precious. That child precious. That child precious. God, but I made him a thousand mistakes. That child still precious. Precious. This is precious. This is New Testament precious. This is despite my 100, fault. Precious. This is Word of God precious. And he that believeth on him, man, I love believing now, shall not be put to shame. For you therefore that believe, there's a preciousness. Chloe, just by believing, there's a preciousness. It's not what you're doing that's precious, Rob. Just tell it. Just not what you're doing, but just your believing. God, I believe on Jesus. That's precious to me. I just believe on him. Forget about my works. Forget about what I'm doing. Just believing on him makes you precious. See? But for such as disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner. I look at Cheryl like the Lord. I find no fault in that lady. I find no fault. I found no fault in that foundation. No crack. Come on, Shelly May. There's no crack. There's no weak area. I find no fault in it. It took me straight to the heavenlies, and I didn't do a thing about it but believe. You have come to Mount Zion. How? By believing. As soon as you believe, God worked. Bam! As soon as you believe, God worked. Somebody said, I didn't do anything. That's good. But believe. Damn, I wish I knew how to dance. Believe. Amen. Amen. Come on, T. Yeah, right. That's right. What was the dream? What was the dream the other night where Mike went to sleep and God put woke up tap dancing. I'm gonna take a nap, Shell. Hello. Come on, man. Look, it puts believing in a whole nother place. It puts believing in hope. Look, it's not intellectual believing. Like Jesus, this is high rise believing, right? Rainy. You got your Bible. Remember, come on, Rainy, Robert, help her out. Yeah, we need each other. We need each other. This is high faith believing. This is faith of God believing. This is past death believing. This is not of your head. It lands you right in heaven, sir. And this is really where Paul was, the whole New Testament. It's all from that level. Somebody said, I can understand the Bible because you're still down there on the earthly level trying to believe spiritual things. Here come you guys in here saying, I want more, you know. Look, Mike, you have come to Mount Zion to innumerable company of angels. Freaking army, man. Come on, man. Now you can rejoice. Now you can rejoice. Now it's not like I got to try to rejoice because the Bible said. No, when you know where you sit, rejoicing glow is going to come out like living waters. God damn. It's like when we came in the room today, right? And D was playing that music. We were in Zion. I know. Don't be laughing at me. You know how you can do stuff in your head, but my head's got it, but my body. You're not supposed to agree with me. Man, Christ is everything. This is what you got to see. See, he doesn't go to heaven and to Zion until he makes sure you can go with him. He doesn't go unless you go with him. And so he went, and now all you do is believe, and you're right there with him. Great day. All right, is that all my scripture? I think it is, right? Oh, let's do Isaiah. I'm sorry, Psalms 48. We got to do Psalms 48. We're ready for Psalms 48, glow. We're ready for Psalms 48. This is all to get us to Psalms 48. See how the mighty kings united to come against Zion. Yet when they saw God manifest in front of their eyes, they were stunned. Trembling, they all fled away, gripped with fear, right? Seized with panic, they doubled up in fearful anguish like a woman in labor pains of childbirth. Now, look. Look. Do we want to do an example here? Circle Zion. Sure, come on up, Cheryl. I'm Zion. Just circle around me. Circle Zion. It's like I know what I'm doing. You know, I'm doing it on purpose. Circle Zion. Count her towers. Consider her walls, right? Climb her palaces and then go up and tell the coming generation of the care and compassion of our God. Look, how are you going to circle it if you can't get there? What is he telling you to do it for? Do it, and if you can't have no ability, you know. She's just doing it like she knows what she's doing. Oh, here she goes. Oh, Zion, y'all see them gates over there? Oh, Zion. You know, the earth don't bother you no more because all I can see is Zion, you know. Then tell the coming generation. Tell the coming generation of the care and compassion. There are so many reasons to describe God as wonderful, right? So many reasons to praise him with unlimited praise. So many reasons. So many reasons. Look, not because he got you a car, but because you're circling Zion. Circling Zion. Look, Zion City is his home, and so is Cheryl's home too. He lives on his holy mountain, high and glorious, joy-filled and favored. Zion Mountain looms in the furthest reaches of the north, the city of our incomparable King. This is our divine abode. This is his divine abode and ours, an impenetrable citadel for he is known to dwell in the highest places. Thank you. You're a good circular. Get your steps in. Walk in Zion with me. Walk around Zion with me. The old group said, walk around Zion. I don't know if they knew they were singing. Just walk around Zion. You know, God gives us dreams about Zion. Shelly been dreaming about Zion. We didn't know what we walk around Zion, God. The more we walk around Zion, little by little, thank you. This is a reason for endless thanksgiving and praise. Pastor Jerry, we haven't known that we've been in the walls of it. When you know, praise is going to come bursting out of you. But it belongs to another realm now. Walk around Zion. Now God's satisfied. He has people in Zion with him. Because he's a daddy. I want my people with me in Zion. I want to keep hearing about the earthly problem. Just walk around Zion with me. And then pass it on. Pass it on. I have some notes. Oh! This is the same scripture. Like a hurricane blowing and breaking of the invading ships, God blows upon them and breaks them to pieces. We have heard about these wonders, and then we saw them in our own eyes. For this is the city of the commander of the angel armies, the city of our God, safe and secure. Pause in this presence, Lord, as we worship you in the temple. We recall over and over your kindness to us. And your unending love, the fame of your name echoes throughout the entire world, accompanied with praises. Your right hand is full of victory. So let the people of Zion rejoice with gladness. Let the daughters of praise leap for joy, for God will see to it that you are judged fairly. Walk around Zion. Yes, this is our God, our great God forever. He will lead us onward until the end and through all time, beyond death, into eternity. Death can't touch this. All right, notes. D, notes, please. Yeah. Okay. There must be a comprehension of a whole new realm, a new city, a new habitat with a completely different foundation that has to be, can only be spiritually discerned. It has to be revelation. We are going to survive only if we are truly consistent with our new foundation. Okay? You got to be consistent with the new foundation. A foundation that is above death itself. Now, here's what Sparks has to say about it. God is always dealing with us on the matter of foundations to get us more and more settled, grounded, and assured and confident. You know, you understand? He's always dealing with you about your foundation because your confidence comes as your foundation is strong. Your confidence comes as your spiritual foundation is strong. The more experience you go through, the more revelation you get, the more foundation you get. You can't go to school, Bible school, and have a strong foundation. That's not having a strong foundation. It's what God's able to take you through, and you're able to look to heaven for it, and your foundation now is from above in the spiritual. Does that make sense? Should answer a lot of questions. Because, you know, we'll throw anybody into leadership, but they haven't been anywhere with God. Right? We pick them for all kind of reasons. You know, there are heads of whole ministries that don't have a foundation. There are heads of whole, denominations that don't have. But that's what the church has come to. There is no end to that here. He's like saying it's going to always be God's. We're always going to work on your foundation. This is why I said at the beginning, you want God to do this. And God said, no, I got to make sure your foundation, right? Remember Jesus talked about that? If your foundation is on sand or if it's on something. All the fresh shakings are to bring that about. All the fresh adversities are dealing with the matter of your foundation. We never get away from them. We, in other words, never get away from testings and trials of faith. And is not faith the very foundation of everything? Is not faith the very foundation of everything? Whatever is not of faith is sin, right? Isn't that faith? So God's going to work on your foundation. See, we want blessings. And God's like, I want foundation. The natural man just wants blessings. God, you're doing this for him. God's like, I got to get your foundation straight. I said this, but let's just read it again. Coming to the last chapters of the book of Job, those chapters in which the Lord takes up matters with Job and leads him out. Where were you when, what do you say? Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? What do you know about this and that? He was led right in on out into the immense magnitude of God, the foundation. God never touched upon trying to solve Job's problem or tried to answer Job's questions. How God dealt with Job's problems was to make Job sure of himself. Sure of the Lord. Okay. Right. Y'all got that? Sure of himself, the Lord, right? G. Morgan Campbell points out that when Job came to the place where he was assured of God, his problem no longer existed. It had gone. Is that not it? The Lord does not answer our questions and explain our experiences and solve our problems directly. He is working to bring us to a place where we are so sure of him that the problems are undercut. Right? Isn't that good? It's a house that's growing. His foundation is in his holy mountains, the scripture says. And so are yours. So we got to get up into those mountains before we understand some things. The Lord loves the gates of Zion. That is where the heart of the Lord is. Okay. All right. That was it, right, D? Okay, good. Man, I think we're not done yet. So everything has to get undercut by your spiritual foundation. Whatever, I'll say this over her, but I'll say this over everybody. Whatever is amassed against you cannot ever stand against a sure foundation in Zion. If 12 worlds were amassed against you, your foundation in the spirit would be 12 times stronger than whatever else could ever come against you. So God's really bent on getting you this spiritual foundation, right? I mean, bent on it. Because in his mind, you're so much an overcomer and so much victorious. But that doesn't come just because he said it. It came because he said it inside of you and it becomes your foundation. You and I have to grow up to that. I'm telling you guys, that's why I don't miss stuff. I try not to miss stuff. I don't know when he's going to work on my foundation. You understand? I try not to miss stuff. You know, I can be reading 12 chapters, but one little sentence in there got me somewhere else. You know, that changed me right there. On the inside, my foundation got in heaven, right? I'm a partaker of heavenly calling now. Now I know what I know. whether people believe it or not, you know what you know what you know. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the faith and grace to lift me up above and establish me there. Paul said, no man taught it to me, but God gave me revelation about it. That's Raquel. That's an Raquel. Established in the faith. When you were teaching Tozer, you were established in the faith. God was establishing you in the heavenly things. And you didn't even know it. He was breathing on you then. And that'll just keep continuing. Amen. Good, 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 good. Thank you. Shelly May. Shelly May. I know. Yeah. Yeah. Take your time. Take your time. Everybody breathing? We're breathing, aren't we? Inhaling. We're inhaling. Inhaling him. Inhaling his breath. We're breathing. We're breathing. We're breathing, you know. We're breathing. Inhaling heaven's breath. Right, so the whole word rock is getting so tight inside of you. You'll be able to say, I'm his rock, I'm his rock, I'm his rock. And the natural church may not understand it, but you'll know. The ones who breathe will know. He is a rock. He is a foundation. And it's undercutting the natural. It's undercutting it. It's undercutting what the enemy tries to say. It's undercutting the lies that the enemy tries to bring. It's your foundation, Shelley. And see, you didn't even know what was going on, hardly. But the dreams and sharing and the excitement about what's going on lately, it's your foundation being strong. Come on, Rob. Your foundation just being strong. It's a breathing. It's a supernatural breathing. It's an air intake. Somebody said it the other week, the natural oxygen is one thing, but the spiritual intake's another. It's your foundation. And even as we call air in the natural our foundation, we breathe it in and out every moment by moment. Spiritually, your foundation is being breathing Christ in moment by moment. He's solidifying you each and every day. Every time the enemy wants to lie about your life and bring fear, God breathes a higher foundation on the inside of you, right? So he really, in a way, is not doing anything for you as much as he's establishing you to undergird all that's happening. All the treatments and all of the near misses and near almost getting, you know, going too far. He just breathes a higher foundation in you. And that's why you're able to carry other people into this. Because your foundation is getting sure and strong, and your refuge is in somebody else now, and he's your life, and he's your rock. His name is Rock, and your name is Little Rock, and your refuge is in him. Pastor, I need you to pray for her, and you're the rock of God, established in heavenly things, not for yourself, Shelley. Other people are needing this. That's coming very close.
Father, we thank you that the foundation, oh God, God, that this foundation, oh God, is strong. God, and you're undergirding the foundation. You're putting new supports in this foundation. God, where some of it has weakened, God, you're strengthening it. God, you strengthen it. You strengthen it by your power and by your might. You're reinforcing. You're reinforcing supernaturally. You're reinforcing. You're reinforcing this foundation. Oh, yes, life has beat against it. Oh, it's tried to weaken it. But God says today, I am pouring cement of faith. I'm pouring cement, concrete of faith into your foundation. I'm pouring it. I'm pouring it. I'm pouring it. You'll not be moved. You'll not be moved. You'll go higher, 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 higher. You and I and you. Revelation. Revelation coming like living water through those dreams for the house of God, for the city of Zion. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Building up my house. Building up the foundation of my house and my people. I make it solid. I solidify it. The call, the call, the call, the call, the call, the call. I'm sure of one thing. This one thing I know. I may be sick, but there's one thing I know. There's a greater grace on me. There's a more powerful anointing. I know it. I know it. That's what sustains. That's what sustains you. That's what keeps you. That's what makes you. It's one thing I know. It's one thing I know. One thing I know. There's a foundation in me. There's a grace. There's a call. There's a purpose. There's a purpose. Not be moved. Not be moved. And the Holy Spirit will say, today I push back the attacks. I push them back. I give you rest. I give you rest, baby. I give you rest. Holy Spirit says, I give you rest, my daughter. I give you rest. You will fight now in the rest of God. It's a different kind of fight. You'll fight in the rest of God. The peace of God. The joy and the praise of God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. For establishing Zion. For establishing Zion. By your hand. By your hand. By your hand. By your hand. You'll say like Paul, man didn't do this. Man didn't establish me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I am who I am by the grace of God. I am who I am by the grace of God. I am who I am by the grace of God. Not only are you an amazement in medical records, you are an amazement before our records, and you are an amazement in heaven, established by God. Established by God. Established by God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you today that not only is Michelle being established, but we're being established. Our foundation is being shored up. Oh. Our foundation is being shored up. There are a few studs that may have moved and twisted a little bit, but he's putting them back in place. Oh, it was a little wobbly on this end right here. But he's come in with the angels and he's shoring it up. He's shoring up the foundation, laying those precious stones in Zion, making us who he desires us to be. His habitation. His wall. Father, we thank you now that we are assured. We are assured of one thing. This one thing we know is that our foundation has been laid in Zion today and it has been reinforced. Regardless to what come, even death can't move it. We are steadfast and unmovable as we go forth in the call of God on our lives. Pastors, like I see the cement truck backing up and just pouring. Pouring it, pouring it, pouring it, Shanique, pouring it. Pouring it. He's been digging the footings of the house. He's been digging the footing, Mike, of the house. Now he came in today. He's pouring the cement in the foundation. Ah, hallelujah, Jesus. For my house shall last throughout all eternity. We are the house of God. We are the house of God. We are the living temple of God. He abides here in us. He abides in us and we abide in him. We are one. And his glory he will not share with another, except they abide in him. And Father, we thank you today for this house, for PWM and every one of his members. The foundation being laid for some, being reassured for some, being strengthened for others, being made whole. Somebody said he's filling in the cracks. You know, Rob, sometimes you go through so much, the foundation get a little cracked. But God said, oh, I'm fixing all that. No more cracks, no more cracks, no more cracks, no more cracks. No more interest way. Sure foundation. A sure foundation, Shanique. A sure foundation. We're built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. That's what we built on. That's what we stand on. Built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Oh, I fall 20 times, 50 times a day. But oh, his righteousness. I'm still his righteousness. I'm still his city. I'm still his foundation in this earth. He sees nothing but the glow of eternity flowing through me. The blood purifies and make whole everything. He sees nothing impure or unclean. Jesus says, my blood did it all. He took it back to the Father, threw it on the altar. He says, now everybody that comes through the blood, they okay with me. So, Father, we thank you now that our lives will impact so many other lives. Others that are looking for that sure foundation. Others that are weak and weary and worn and torn because they know not about the foundation of Christ. They've been built on doctrine and denominationalism. But we thank God that we'll be able to share truth and life with them and bring them onto a sure foundation too. Thank you for the souls that are coming. Thank you for the men that are coming. Thank you for the grace on this house. Thank you for our apostle. Whew, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we leave. We don't leave. We just disperse amongst our daily occupations, but we're still united. Mike goes one way and I go another, but we're still united. New York Avenue is just away from Brook Road. That's what you mean by we're one. We don't separate. We're united. Like Christ in heaven and Christ here. Jesus. United with him. Christ in heaven, but Christ in here. Whew. Oh, what a wonderful thing. So we just abide. So that's all I can say, Rob, is we just go and start abiding. Continue to abide. We just continue to abide in the rest of this day. And all that the Lord has planned and allow us to do. We do it all in his name and for his glory. Amen.
I was dreaming I was on this little boat in the ocean, and the waves in the ocean got really tossed. And in the dream, I looked out, and I saw Jesus walking on the water. And I said to myself in the dream, okay, if he said, Peter, you can come to me and walk on the water, then surely he'll say that to me. So I asked Jesus, bid me to come. And he bid me to come out on the water, and I started walking to Jesus on the water. But I sank, and I was swimming in the ocean, and I was like, Jesus, lift me up, take me up. But he wouldn't lift me up. He wouldn't take me up. And then some kind of way I ended up with scuba gear on, the tank and the air. And he says, no, I'm not going to allow you to walk on the water yet. I want you to just swim and breathe. Swim and breathe. And I had to the two big tanks on my back in the ocean and the flippers and everything on, just swimming. But I wanted to walk on the water, not swim in the water. And I didn't get the true revelation of it until today. And so then the dream switched. And in the dream, I was left some land. And so I said, I'm going to fix this land up and move on it. But when I got there to see the land, the grounds were horrible, and it was this little shack on the ground. I guess the double size of an old-fashioned outhouse or something. And I was like, Lord, this is it? And so I started, like, patching up the holes in the shack. And I started painting the shack. But when I was finished, an old man was standing there talking to me. And he said to me, he said, it may look like a shack now. He said, but the foundation is strong.
I just want to share a testimony with you all for the house. This isn't from me. This is from my cousin. I was talking to her. And we got in, this came in about 4:50 this morning. And it's just amazing how everything is still in God and everything is in that vein. Like you said, you know, everything is God. So I just want to read this to her. This is in her words. She says, forgive me in saying that I've been doing a lot of outreach and volunteering in the community. I don't think saying it that way gives God enough glory for what he's been doing in me and through me. The Lord's been teaching me how to live my life as a ministry unto him in every aspect. And that's just what I've been trying to do. Jesus is the vine and I am the branch. God's been lining things up and putting me into alignment and position with things and people so that his perfect and complete love and glory can be shown in every way. Purpose and example, even how I met the lady whose family experienced that fire. Such a God line up and call and his presence has been roaring through. So much more has come through it. The Lord is good. In part, it's about to what he leads me to do, but also whom and how he's creating me to be. To be just as he is. I get to be a walking testimony for the Lord. I get to be a vessel, a conduit, a holder, a temple of God's glory to be shared with all those I interact with. He enhanced my prayer life, my dependency on him, the need to trust him more, the desire to love him more with my whole heart, soul, and mind. And his goodness in all of it. You know, Pastor Jerry and others spoke things over my life back in 2009. And I was finally able to transcribe the tape. And it's amazing to experience how God is helping me to walk in it presently. Now, walking in with God's glory and his will in the light of Jesus, wow, he is a good God. To understand that he doesn't need me, but he's so good and holy, he wants me. To know that I am not too damaged, that he can't mend or broken, that he can't fix, or did so much wrong / bad that he can't and won't forgive, or dirty that he can't cleanse. And now he has used and uses experiences, good and bad, for the good of his glory. Powerful. That's a righteous God. Yeah, so, and then this was just a message to me. But this was a testimony at 4:50, and we're talking about the foundations of God. And she's talking about in 2009, you spoke something in her life that is coming to manifest. She's seeing the manifestation. The understanding of it is coming. That new foundation is being built in her now, that she knows she no longer lives, but it is Christ who lives within her. So I just want to give that as an encouragement to the house, that God is doing this thing in each and every one of us individually. He's growing us. He's growing himself inside of us, that we can truly be the image of him in this world.